Game 6 of the World Series. The scene shifts back to L.A. with Houston leading 3-2. The Dodger fans ready for this one. They know their backs are against the wall. Rich Hill on the mound going up against Justin Verlander. Pick it up in the first. Verlander looking good facing Corey Seager.
Verlander delivers. And Taylor pops it up. Third base side. Foul ground. Bregman straddling the line. Now a step into fair territory makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 first inning for Justin Verlander. Needed just 7 pitches.
2 down here in the third.
Springer the batter.
7-18 since his game 1, 0-4. Here's the 1-0. Hits this one pretty well to right field, sending Puig back. Onto the warning track. Looks up, get legs, it's gone! George Springer, opposite field homer. His 4th home run of the World Series. Puts the Astros up 1-0.
What a good start. Astros get the first run. 5th home run this postseason for Springer. Man, has he caught fire since getting off to that slow start. You know, all the talk in this World Series about the slickness of the balls and about how it's affected the pitchers' sliders. Sliders look pretty good for Justin Verlander so far.
They do. Verlander got him swinging. Great slider low and away. 6th strikeout for Justin. There's 2 away here in the 4th. And here's Cody Bellinger. He struck out on a high fastball his last time. Got him swinging. Threw it right by him. 97 mile per hour heat. Verlander struts back to the dugout on the first base side. Another 1-2-3. He's retired 8 in a row.
1-0 Astros. Nobody out. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. Top of the 5th. 3-2. Curve ball swing and a miss. Struck him out. Verlander will just try and put it in play. Here's the 1-2. And can't hold up on the pitch away. Strike 3. Verlander goes down. 4th strikeout for Hill, and they're down 2 outs. Springer homered in the 3rd. That's the only run in this game, and he's going to be intentionally walked, so it'll be up to Alex Bregman. How about this? Rich Hill's coming out of the game. Brandon Morrow will work for the 6th time in 6 World Series games.
Well, the Astros are going to need some 2-out magic here. This could be a momentum changer for the Dodgers.
Bregman looking for a big 2-out hit. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Morrow with the 0-1. And Bregman bounces it softly left side, fielded by Seager, throws across inside, and the inning is over. Astros hit 2nd and 3rd and nobody out, and they do not score, leaving the bases loaded. And we're through 4.5 innings in Game 6 of the World Series. Astros 1, Dodgers nothing. The Astros have 2 on with 2 out for Marwin Gonzalez.
We're seeing bullpens, and particularly the Dodgers, I believe, that are completely gassed at this point. By the way, we see Clayton Kershaw in the bullpen now for the Dodgers. Not throwing, but he's down there, and he's stretching.
Here's the 3-1. And Marwin lines it, and it is caught by Utley right behind second base. Soft liner. Utley had to leave his feet slightly, and the inning is over. Astros strand a couple. First pickle that Verlander has found himself in tonight. Runners at 1st and 2nd with nobody out for the Dodgers as they have the tying run in scoring position and the go-ahead run aboard. And here's the 1-2. And that is hit softly and down the right field line for a base hit. Reddick over to get it. Barnes around 3rd. He will score. Into 3rd base goes Utley. It's an RBI double for Chris Taylor, and we're tied at 1. And Seager drives this one deep to right. Sends back. Reddick has room. Makes the catch a step shy of the wall. Tagging Utley. He'll score the go-ahead run. Over to 3rd goes Taylor. Sacrifice fly for Seager. Makes it a 2-1 Dodgers lead. Now he rocks and delivers a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a pitch up and away. Verlander gets his 9th strikeout, and the inning draws to a close. But the Dodgers take the lead.
2 away, runners on 1st and 3rd. And look who's coming up.
Maeda knows who it is. Altuve got him for a 3-run homer, home run in game 5.
The 1-2. Grounds it to the left side. Third baseman Turner sidearms to 1st. Out. What a dig by Bellinger. He scooped it and saved a run. Musgrove's a Californian. Into the windup, the 1-2. That ball's hit well to left. Sending Marwin Gonzalez back. He's on the track, and that's an oppo home run for Jock Peterson. High in the air. Peterson going berserk running around these bases. And I don't blame him. The Dodgers go up 3-1.
And Peterson is pumped, to say the least. Right-hander set the 2-1. That's grounded at 3rd base side. Backhanded by Bregman. Throws to 1st. Pulled Gurriel off the bag, but he was able to tag Taylor on his way by. What a play by Bregman, and a great job by Gurriel at 1st base. There's 1 out in the inning as Culberson goes to 2nd. Astros down to their final out. Carlos Beltran pinch hitting for Liriano. 2-strike pitch. Swinging a miss, got him on a high fastball, and that is the ball game. Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the Astros 3-1. Even this World Series at three games. Winner take all game seven tomorrow night.
The Astros come up short in game six, so it's a deciding game seven back in LA on Wednesday. Manager AJ Hinch spoke after the loss.
Yeah, no, the fifth inning, the sixth inning, seventh inning, we had pressure on them, and they just made pitches or made plays or, obviously got out of some jams. So, obviously small margin here in this game and these two teams, and obviously credit to them, and we wish we would have had a little bit of a breakout. You know, I thought Marwin in the sixth had a line drive, at least playing right up the middle. Tough to not tack on a few runs. He brings so much energy and so much aggressiveness to the game, and I thought he entered the game with that. I thought he was, obviously cruising. He had the one hiccup in the middle of the game, but that was about it. They did a good job putting some at-bats together. They got some big hits. Obviously, the elevated fastball to Taylor in one of the biggest moments of the game. So, again, I thought he stepped up and put as much into that game as he could. No, the pick's big. Obviously there's a lot of key parts of this game that could go one way or the other. And in that play, being able to keep his foot on the base, being able to pick the ball, fast runner. There was a lot of action going on. It does cost him a run. So you have to make winnable plays on whether you're the winning team or not if you want to win.
AJ, who will start game seven?
Lance McCullers Jr.
You.
Lance McCullers Jr. gets the start in game seven of the World Series in LA on Wednesday. McCullers Jr. says he's ready to go.
I think they have a lot of confidence in me. This series was destined to go seven pretty much the whole time. I think we have two great teams here. So I just have to stick with my game plan and execute a little bit better than last time in certain spots. And, just be a competitor out there.
Justin Verlander with his first defeat as a member of the Astros. He talked after the loss.
Looking back at it, I'm looking at one inning. I mean, two hits in one inning, and neither one of them were hit hard. Taylor, if you look at the replay, just labeled the bat, blooper, in the right spot. I mean, sucks, but it's not the first time it's happened to me. It sucks that it was in the World Series in a clinching game. I'm not going to go home tonight and be like, man, I pitched horribly. I feel like I pitched pretty well, and I feel like a National League game dictated that I came out a little bit quicker than I probably would have. We'll see what happens.
The Astros know it's now a deciding Game 7 winner take all. Back in L.A. on Wednesday, Carlos Correa spoke after the game.
I never thought that because one run is never enough. You know what I mean? One run is never enough for you to say something like that. We had a three-run lead in the ninth inning the other day, and, they tied the game. So, I never thought about that. I was thinking that we needed to score more runs before they scored. So we were not able to do that. Tomorrow's another day. That's the beauty about baseball.
George Springer goes deep for the third straight game, but it wasn't enough as the Astros fall. Springer spoke after.
If you would have told me in spring training that I would get a chance to play in Game 7 of the World Series on November 1st, I'd say I'm in. So, this is obviously the goal is to win. I don't care how we do it, but this is awesome.
It's Game 7 of the World Series in LA Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Yu Darvish up against Lance McCullers Jr.